back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. It's your mind today, Gene.
Well, good morning, Matt. Great show as usual. Man, this last topic here is, alarming to say the least. It's like watching a bad movie that don't end. I'll tell you something. The Republicans are bad news. The racism is coming out, huge fascism is coming out significantly. The way they talk about our new pick for the judgeship, Biden's pick, and Americans are being attacked right now from within. And no more, we can't make excuses for Republican behavior. They don't know, they're afraid of Trump. If they wanted to get rid of Trump, they would have did it a long time ago. But they're using him as a tool. They're putting up with him because down in the end, as soon as America gets mad, they're gonna go after him at the last minute, and they think they're going to look like heroes. He's doing everything they want him to do, because if they didn't agree with what the heck this man was all about, they would have knocked him out a long time ago. They would have, he would have been impeached. But they needed him, because nobody supported the Republicans when they ran before for president. They had such horrible people up there for running for president, and the people were all aware. They didn't even vote for George W. Bush's brother. They were all running him down. It takes a long time for Republicans to catch on to things, the voters. But they didn't want another Bush in office. They were mad at Bush. Trump beat up every one of those people that ran for office. He ripped them apart. He ripped the Republican apart. And the people that voted for him, yeah, they were all cheering. They didn't want any of it. And all the way along, they don't care about Republicans. They don't care about them. They want Trump. They want Trump-like authority. And yet, these Republicans who had plenty of time to get him out of there, to hold him responsible, kept building him up, going after people who disagreed with Trump. And this is the Republican Party. This is them. They don't care. But people better wake up, because this is not the Republican Party, and they're pulling it in the state of Wisconsin with a fake investigation, and nobody is doing anything about it. And Republicans need to wake up. In fact, they didn't even talk locally. This should have been the biggest topic every single city in the state of Wisconsin about those two people who are being subpoenaed. I didn't see anything on my local stations about it. I thought, what the heck's going on? Or this is the biggest thing that ever hit.
Right, and one of them is the former chairman of the Republican Party, and the other one's an alderwoman from De Pere. But I'll tell you something, you're passionate and you're hitting it right on the nose, but I want to give you some good news, Jane, some good news. There are two things, there are little flies in Trump's ointment, and here it is. The National Governors Association chair is a guy named Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas. So even though he's a Republican, you know, he got some Democratic votes. He's a moderate Republican, believe it or not, from Arkansas. And he just came out with a statement, and he's like the head of the Governors Association of all 50 of them. And he said, quote, Trump should not run again. Trump should not run again. The election should be about the future, not these complaining about past elections, because these complaints are false. And then Susan Collins of Maine. Now, I don't trust Susan Collins of Maine. Susan Collins of Maine, every time she's up for re-election, she goes, she's a moderate. Then she'll stick the knife in. Occasionally, she does something moderate. They ask her, are you going to vote for Trump in 2024? And she said, it's unlikely that I would back him in 2024. Quote, there are many other qualified candidates. Now, when you have Asa Hutchinson from Arkansas, the head governor of the country, at least he's the head of the Governors Association. And you have Susan Collins of Maine, who's a member of the Senate. She just got elected, so she could suck along with Jim if she wanted to. You have people like that saying, I'm not going to support Trump. His time has come and passed. It's come and gone. He is facing backwards, fighting something, lying about fraud. This is about the future. This is a very, very good development. It's a very good development. What Gene said is quite true, that right now, the state and the country, a lot of them are afraid of Trump. They're dirtying, corrupting, and perverting our politics. But there are glimmers of green shoots coming up. You know, in February, everything looks terrible. Your garden's never going to come back in. Your farm isn't going to come back in. Suddenly, you have green shoots shoot up. Before you know it, it's spring and things start budding. In this case, I think there is enough of a feeling in the Republican Party that we got to keep this monster out of the presidency. Remember, he keeps attacking Moscow Mitch. Calls him a broken down old crow. Get him out of there. Mo Brooks, who's running for the Senate in Alabama, is pushing for Cruz or Ron Johnson to run against, believe it or not, Ron Johnson, to run against Moscow Mitch. And if they won't, he says he wants Josh Hawley or Mike Lee. Josh Hawley of Missouri, Mike Lee of Utah. Disastrous people, everyone I just described. When you have that kind of fringe on the one side, Mo Brooks, Cruz, Hawley, and that kind of thing, people like Moscow Mitch, Susan Collins, Asen Hutchinson, John Thune of South Dakota, the more you can call them moderate, they're actually conservative. But they don't buy into the big lie. They don't buy into Trump. And they are collectively finding courage. Now, is it going to work? I don't know. If he enters the primaries and the base votes for him, and right now, something like 54% of the Republican Party will vote for him. The problem is the number two is DeSantis, who's unbelievably bad. He's unbelievably bad. He's not Trump, but he's even, some of the things he's doing is more vicious than Trump. Passing a law that says you can hit a protester in a Black Lives Matter protest with your car. If he, quote, gets in your way, end quote, and you have no civil or criminal liability. Taking money away from school districts who have mask requirements or vaccine requirements. Not only forbidding the teaching of critical race theory, but essentially setting up snitches and just demoralizing teachers. That kind of thing, even Trump, he'll say stuff like he agrees with that or whatever. He doesn't emote or give the same feeling of desperation and severity, frankly, that DeSantis does. He's more skillful. He's a more skillful impersonator, Trump is. So if the only alternative is DeSantis, he's not going to beat Trump. Then you have Pence. I mean, my Pence, look, if you're running for president in a party that built a gallows to hang you, I mean, that's like Marie Antoinette going to the Revolutionary Council in France. And as they're about to behead her in the Place de Concorde, she goes, no, I'm a revolutionary. I want to be one of you. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. Here's some basic political instincts. If your party wants to hang you, don't run in your party. So if it's Trump, DeSantis, and Pence, what do they got? They got squat. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.